The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people from Galilee and from Judea heard. Oh, back up. I didn't realize Teresa had turned the page as she's supposed to. I was reading tomorrow's reading. From the Gospel of Mark, Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, you know how sometimes you'll receive an email or maybe a text message and you're not quite sure of how what has been written has been said? You know, you wonder, okay, what tone is the person trying to convey with this? Or even perhaps in a letter, but much more in an email or text message. And sometimes we think a certain tone is being sent towards us, and we discover later, oh my gosh, I was totally wrong. Like, I was reading that into the message. Well, the exact same thing can happen with sacred scripture and our Lord's words. And I discovered that I've done that with this passage. Because we find out that our Lord was angry at these people because of their hardness of heart, when that man with the withered hand was there and our Lord called him up in front of everyone, right? And oftentimes when our Lord works miracles, he does them in private. I thought he's called him up in front of everybody to put them in their place. And when he said, "Is it wrong to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil?" I applied a stern voice to that. Well, I discovered the earliest fathers, so the very first Christians, the doctors of the church, who heard from the apostles themselves how our Lord spoke this, they said he called that man up in front of everyone out of compassion for their hardness of heart. That he thought, maybe this will finally stir them to be transformed and open themselves to me. And so he doesn't use a stern voice. He says, "Is it wrong? Is it wrong to do good rather than evil?" Because it says his anger turned to grief. That he grieved over their hardness of heart. That it drew him to be ever more compassionate towards them, to love them with a greater love. My brothers and sisters, when we are angry towards someone, does our anger move us to grieve for them? Does it make us pray for them more intensely? Do we try to love them even more because then finally their hearts might be touched? And I close with this. This man with a withered hand. Look how our Lord has used someone's deformity to touch hearts for all generations. This man's imperfection. I was working with a woman with cancer recently, terminal cancer. And she said, "Father," she said, "I've realized how our Lord has used this illness. My grandfather, who was Jewish, converted because of the way he saw me suffering through this cancer. That it drew his heart to Christ." Let's ask our Lord that every imperfection, every fault, all of our brokenness, any illness, any disease, that we might offer it to our Lord to be used for his glory, to bring souls to him.